Zapier-style no-code automation tools are a category of platforms that connect different software through a graphical interface without writing any code, letting them cooperate automatically. Their common trait is that you do not need to know programming. You simply choose when it happens, do be on the interface, and the system keeps listening in the background and finishes the task for you. These tools turn what only engineers could do in the past into a flow that ordinary people can build with a few mouse clicks. The rise of such products is tied to two trends. On one hand, modern work depends heavily on many independent applications: email, spreadsheets, calendars, cloud drives, forms, chat tools, each operating on its own, with data shuttled back and forth between them at great human cost. On the other hand, the spread of cloud computing and open interfaces, APIs, has made calling between applications cheap and stable. Zapier pioneered making connecting apps simple in 2011. Since then, Make, N8N, and IFT have appeared one after another, forming what we now call the no-code automation track. For ordinary users, the value lies in handing repetitive, clearly ruled, low-judgment labor to the machine. Examples include syncing daily summaries of new client emails into a spreadsheet, automatically sending a notification after a form is submitted, and aggregating social media comments into a board. Doing any of these once is easy, but doing them day after day is a burden. Automation makes them configure once and benefit long-term. It must be clarified that such tools are not replacing people. They excel at deterministic flows, clear inputs, predictable outputs, limited branches. Anything involving complex judgment, creative generation, or the flexibility of human communication still needs a person. Positioning these tools as digital assistants rather than job replacements is the premise of using them correctly. Understanding this lets you judge later which things are worth automating and which are better handed back. Almost all such platforms are built on the same simple model: a trigger plus a series of actions. The trigger is responsible for listening. When an event appears, such as a new email arriving, a new row added to a spreadsheet, or a calendar reminder approaching, the flow is awakened. The action is responsible for executing, such as sending a message, creating a document, or updating a record. The two are connected through data fields, and the output of one step can become the input of the next. Take automatically building a table from new orders as an example. The trigger is set to a new order appearing in the e-commerce backend. Action 1 writes the order number, amount, and customer into an online spreadsheet, and Action 2 sends a reminder to the warehouse group. The entire chain needs no human involvement, and data flows automatically between applications. The key behind this is field mapping. You need to tell the tool which cell in the target to fill with the customer name from the source. Map it correctly and the flow is stable. Map it wrong and the automation backfires. Platforms usually measure consumption by tasks or runs. Every time a trigger is satisfied and every action is executed counts as one task. The free tier often gives only a few hundred per month, and you pay after exceeding it. Understanding the metering matters. A seemingly simple flow, if triggered thousands of times a day, will rapidly accumulate cost. So when designing automation, the first principle is often reduce unnecessary triggers rather than connect everything you can. Beyond triggers and actions, mature platforms also provide logic parts such as filters, delays, branches, loops, and formatters. A filter lets the flow continue only when a condition is met, such as remind only when the amount exceeds 1,000, a branch allows if otherwise. Judgment, a formatter unifies dates, capitalization, and currency. Combining these parts, a simple if-a-then-be can evolve into a fairly complex business pipeline. For beginners, mastering the trio of trigger plus action plus filter already solves 80% of daily problems. This chapter uses a unified framework to compare four representative products horizontally and help you avoid detours when starting. We adopt a four-dimension evaluation model of fit scenario, ease of use, cost structure, extensibility, hereinafter the SES model. This model is derived from public product documentation and third-party reviews. The magnitude is an industry common range rather than an exact quote. The free entry tier usually offers 100 to 2,000 monthly tasks. The paid tier starts at about $10 per month, and the enterprise tier is negotiated on demand. The data source type is the vendor's public pricing page and independent review organization's public reports. Under the SCS model, the four products differ clearly. Zapier wins on the broadest app ecosystem, with publicly stated connections in the thousands, suitable for ordinary users who need to connect many different services. Its downside is task-based billing and expensive complex flows. Make, formerly Integromat, excels at visual canvas and fine-grained logic, suitable for advanced users needing multiple branches and steps, though the learning curve is slightly steeper. N8N is an open-source self-hostable solution with data staying on your own server, suitable for teams that value privacy and customization but requires some technical operations. IFT is minimal and mobile-friendly, suitable for personal lightweight life linkages, but weak in enterprise-grade capability. A real identifiable case, a small content team used Zapier to chain reader comment form auto-creates tasks, weekly summary into a topic list, compressing what was 2 hours of manual organization per week into 10 minutes of review. By public ranges, the estimated monthly consumption.